Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to the deputy editor of The City, which is a nonprofit website, thecity.nyc. We welcome Miss Alyssa Katz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for being here today. And there's so much to talk about with the elections fast approaching. It's been a crowded race this year. So what can we share with people since this is the first time we'll have ranked choice voting for the election?
Yeah, I know. So this is, you know, in the five boroughs of New York City, we are going to have, you know, in the Democratic primary, 13 candidates, in the Republican primary, two candidates. This is for June 22nd. And yeah, ranked choice voting has been tried in other cities around the country, but this is the first time it's being done on a big scale in New York City. And what it means is that any voter can rank up to five choices for every office except for district attorney in Manhattan, because that's not a local city office technically. But for mayor, controller, a public advocate, city council, you can pick up to five choices. And then the Board of Elections is going to count them. Basically, every time they eliminate the loser at the bottom, then the ballots for where people pick that loser then get redistributed to the choices further down on the list until you've got down to two candidates and one of them is the winner. Another word for ranked choice is instant runoff voting, and that kind of describes what the process is. Instead of having a runoff election like we used to in New York when no candidate reached 50% of the vote and then you had to wait a few weeks and do a new election, now it all happens instantly, which makes the stakes extra high for the June 22nd primary, because you're basically asking people to pick their first choice and second choice and down the list. And then, you know, there's only one shot at it. There's no do-over.
Now, how can we help those voters that still aren't sure of who these candidates are? I mean, there's so many people to choose from. So yeah. How can they get information?
So one thing the city has done, we have a few different features on our website that can help voters get oriented. One thing that I've been working on is called Meet Your Mayor, and it includes both Democratic and Republican candidates. And what we did was we surveyed the candidates to ask them very basic questions about the issues, and we've organized it by topic. And we gave them multiple choice answers that they could choose from. And we did this because what we had seen is, you know, when candidates were speaking at forums and in other events, they would always talk about this program or that program, but there really wasn't a way that a voter could compare the candidates on issues that are tough decisions the next mayor will have to make. Like, where do they stand? They have to tell us. So Meet Your Mayor is organized by topics, including education, COVID recovery, immigration, policing, the jails. We have one that came out today that's about the five boroughs, different questions for different boroughs. And then basically you put in your own responses as a voter to the same questions and you see which candidates agree with you. And it really helps define, like, if you don't really know, you sort of get impressions about a candidate. You feel like Maya Wiley, I know her from MSNBC, or I know Andrew Yang from the president's race, or I know Eric Adams if, you know, you live in Brooklyn and he's your borough president. Meet Your Mayor is great because it forces you as a voter to really set aside your assumptions about who you think you're for and just really think about, like, who's going to do or says they're going to do what I want them to do. So it works. I recommend people try it.
Now, you mentioned some of the issues that people have on mind, and especially after this pandemic. What are some of the main issues that have come to your attention that the voters are really concerned
Yes,
about?
And I'm glad you're asking. I mean, one other thing that we do at the city, and you'll see at the bottom of all the articles we do about the election, is we have what we call a call out. And we always ask our audience, hey, what would you like to find out about the election? What would you like to ask the mayoral candidates or other candidates? What issues are on your mind? And it was very interesting to see the results of that. And, you know, what we've seen over time is people are very concerned about policing and about really finding some people are primarily concerned about police abuses. Some people are concerned about crime or disorder. Some people really want to find that solution. How do we do a lot of questions were how do we do both? How do we deal with very real issues like gun violence and the shootings that have been happening while also making sure that we don't bring back the days of stop and frisk as we knew them? So that's a big question on people's mind. Another question that has come up a lot or issue is there's people who are very activist about climate change and they really want to hear more from the candidates about what they'll do. They're very concerned that, you know, the city will be flooded again and we won't be doing enough about it. You know, and so that's a big issue. And then I would say also education. You know, schools have really, during the pandemic, been, you know, like remote for so many kids, sometimes by family's choice, sometimes because the schools really aren't offering in-person instruction. Mm-hmm. So we definitely have a lot of folks who have made it clear, like, they want to hear from the candidates, even though it's will be, you know, by the time they take office in 2022, hopefully the schools will have reopened by then. Yes. But still, like, what can they do in the meantime to make sure that, you know, we're going back to school safely?
Well, definitely. We thank you so much for sharing that information, because we know the voters are concerned. Our listeners need to have this information to make the best choice, right, as we try to recover from this pandemic. So would we share the website once again?
TheCity.NYC. TheCity.NYC. And yeah, check it out. And most important thing, even more important than visiting the city, is to please vote. Early voting starts on June 10th. Voting ends on June 22nd. So please make sure to turn out and vote.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Katz, for joining us today. Once again, you have been listening to our interview with Alyssa Katz. She is the deputy editor of The City. And we thank you so much for joining us. This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.